The rapper Jay-Z has just released a new album called Magna Carta Holy Grail. He's now married to singer Beyoncé, and this is his first collection since becoming a father. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the album is an uneven but intriguing collection of songs that tries to navigate a path between parenthood and an obsession with commercial success.
Knock me down. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Getting ghosts in the ghost. Can you see me? Can you see me? Have mercy on the Judas. Ain't you wings on the guinea? Secular, tell a heckler, sequel down. Your religion creates division like my Maybach partition. And God is my chauffeur, boy, they love over. From the south side of Shida, Brooklyn, where I growed up. I confess, God in the flesh. Live among the serpents, turn arenas into churches. I'm like Michael Reese.
Now 43 years old, Jay-Z has become the Jay Gatsby of hip-hop. A man with a checkered background playing host to endless parties celebrating excellence, the good life, and himself. It's no wonder that he was asked to oversee the music for director Baz Luhrmann's amusement park ride version of F. Scott Fitzgerald's Romantic Fantasy. Jay-Z has been popping champagne corks to his own money-making abilities for so long now, with Beyoncé by his side as a more attainable Daisy, that we're all reduced to being Nick Carraways, looking at him with a mixture of bafflement and envy. It's a mixture Jay-Z seeks to further on his new album, Magna Carta Holy Grail, a gaudy puzzler that's both triumphant and trivial.
See what you made me do? Shout out to old Jews and old rules. New blacks with new stacks. Already been the king, retroact, I'm just bringing it back like Jordan Packs, new money, they looking down on me, blue bloods, they trying to clown on me, you can turn up your nose, high society, never gonna turn down a homie, knock, knock, I'm at your neighbor house, straight cash, I bought your neighbor out, you should come to the house for me, come and see what your new neighbor about.
That's Somewhere in America, on which Jay-Z goes over the familiar ground of the nouveau riche versus old money. Lots of black rappers chafe in their lyrics over the disdain they sense from moneyed white culture, and Jay-Z doesn't add much to this genre of resentment. The best thing about this variation on the theme is the co-production by the hip-hop artist Hit-Boy, which gives a bouncy oomph to the sluggish complaints. Its trombone brass sound effect works as a musical criticism, giving a raspberry to Jay-Z's litany. His more amusing Rich Man's Playthings catalog, a composition called Picasso Baby, finds him rhyming the Miami Festival Art Basel with Life Colossal. He praises Jeff Koons' balloons and pronounces himself rather more weirdly the new Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Oh, what a feeling! Tell. I'm the new Jean-Michel, surrounded by Warhols, my whole team ball. Twin Bugattis outside the Art Basel. I just want to live life colossal. Leonardo da Vinci flows. Ricardo Tisci Givenchy clothes. See me throning at the Met. Voguing on these gins of champagne on my breath. Yes. House like the Louvre or the Tate Modern. Cause I be going ape at the auction. Oh, what a feeling.
Despite guest cameos by Justin Timberlake and Frank Ocean, there's a lassitude to much of Magna Carta. Can it possibly be ascribed to the banality of real life? Much of this album's rhyming sounds tossed off, distracted. Is this the work of a scattered, tired new dad? That doesn't square with the high-living, self-described billionaire who's difficult to imagine losing sleep walking a squawking baby blue ivy around in the middle of the night. Or changing a diaper, although he does use Pampers as an unfortunate rhyme word with Hamptons. On the song Jay-Z Blue, he samples a bit of Faye Dunaway dialogue from the movie Mommy Dearest. But not to worry, he's not implying that the mother of his child, Beyoncé, is swinging wire hangers around the crib. On other songs, he compares Beyoncé to the Mona Lisa, and also builds a hymn to and around her, inviting his wife to join in.
I hear silence while we make love, loud as hell.
I'm an outlaw, got an outlaw chick. From a Tupac on my outlaw hitch. Matching tats, this ink don't come off. Even if rings come off and things ring off. My nails get dirty, my past ain't pretty. My lady is, my Mercedes is.
Magna Carta Holy Grail arrives on the heels of Kanye West's album Yeezus, a far more abrasive production that found Jay-Z's one-time protege proclaiming himself a god and grinding the Billie Holiday classic Strange Fruit into a pulp. Jay-Z also compares himself to the deity and invokes Strange Fruit, but in a shrewder context. In the song Oceans, he locates the irony of cruising the high seas in a fancy boat while being haunted by the notion that these may be the same waters that transported slaves to America. No one is asking Jay-Z to become a morose historian, but as he's proved in the past, he's frequently at his best when he's not merely self-aware, but aware of a world that existed before his arrival, beyond money, yachts, jewelry, and boasting.
Ken Tucker reviewed Magna Carta Holy Grail, the new album from Jay-Z. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies. Winding down the road, I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the Basquiat show. And if so, well, because this water drowned my family, this water makes my blood, this water tells my story, this water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. On the waves of the ocean. Dope boy still smelling like cocaine. White boat, white road, can he be more?